Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to do a book review of a book that I read this week, and that book is called The Bridge at Andow by James A. Michener. You can pick up a copy of this at Borders, Barnes & Noble. I've seen it around. You can order it on Amazon.com. But this book, I have to tell you, has been one of the most shocking books that I've ever read in my entire life. I think this is a must-read for anyone who loves freedom and liberty and loves the United States. And let me tell you a little bit about it. It's about the Hungarian Revolution in 1956, where the Hungarians basically revolted against the Soviet Union. And they threw off the Soviet yoke just for a few days. And then, of course, the Soviets returned with thousands of tanks and basically put the people of Hungary back into the bondage of communism. And 200,000 refugees escaped across the border into Austria. But this book is unbelievable. It goes into the whole story of the revolution, and one of the most amazing things about it was to see how these people with virtually no weapons, without the training, destroyed gigantic tanks with homemade weapons. It's amazing to read about how 85% of these tanks that were destroyed, there were hundreds and hundreds of tanks that they destroyed, just with homemade gasoline bombs, and 85% of them were destroyed by teenagers and young people just fighting for their freedom against the Soviets. And it's a pretty amazing story of heroism and courage. But more than that, the thing that was the most shocking to me as I read this book, The Bridge at Andow, was just how brutal the Soviets were. I mean, I had no clue. I mean, I'd heard that the Soviet Union was bad and that communism was evil and that they had murdered a lot of people. But not until I read this book did I really grasp just how evil the Soviet Union was. And this book is based on eyewitness accounts from hundreds and hundreds of people who had just come across the border. The book was written in 1957, just months after the events that took place. And the author is very careful to back up everything that he says, to substantiate all the evidence that he puts forth in the book. And it is really shocking. Now, I wouldn't recommend this book for children because some of it is of a little bit of a graphic nature when it's describing the brutalities of the Soviets as they ruled Hungary with an iron fist, with a secret police force known as the AVO. But I'll say this, book is a must-read for anyone who loves freedom, who loves liberty, who cares about America and cares about our rights as American citizens. Now, there's another book that we had to read when I was in high school, and it's a very famous book called 1984 by George Orwell. That is a book that I would not recommend because of the fact that it has some smut in it, and as a Christian, I don't think it's good to read that kind of material. And another reason why I would not recommend the book 1984 by George Orwell is that this book basically gets the exact same point across. You know, like I said, I had to read that when I was in high school and in public school. This book gets the exact same points across, but in a much more real way, because the book 1984 is fiction, whereas The Bridge at Andow by James Michener is non-fiction. This is reality. This actually happened. And really, this is an even scarier society that Michener portrays when he describes Soviet Hungary than even the dystopia book 1984 by George Orwell. And so, if you haven't already read this book, and if you're interested in this, and if you don't have a weak stomach, then I would definitely recommend the book The Bridge at Andow by James Michener, just to expose you to how bad the Soviet Union was, how bad communism is, and just the depths that an evil government can go to. You may think that it's just a fairy tale or that it doesn't really happen, people are basically good. No, my friend, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And I'll tell you right now, when wicked, godless, God-hating people take authority in a country, they institute a reign of terror like you can't even believe. And when you read this book about Soviet Hungary and about the Hungarians finally just having had enough, and even the children and teenagers building their own weapons and fighting off Soviet tanks, boy, it will show you how dear freedom was to these people and how we as Americans should love and cherish our freedom and realize that encroachments upon our freedom are very real and they've taken place throughout history, and we need to stand guard for our country's freedoms today in 2009. Thank you for listening to the True Born Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to True Born Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona, 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.